coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started. In here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Welcome, everyone. All right, so did you guys watch the game?
What game?
Were you not watching the Super Bowl game?
I was getting ready for Motivational Monday.
Oh, there you were. There you were. Well, I was actually eating. We made every possible appetizer that you could possibly make, and it was really a lot of fun. We actually had a family party.
Nice.
How cool is that? You know, yeah. My husband said he wanted to just enjoy our family, stay on our couch. And it's funny because we were invited to a lot of different parties, which we appreciate that. But the kids all came over, and everybody made something, and we just kind of enjoyed our own company.
Well, I know that going to the Super Bowl or going to a Super Bowl party. I've never actually been to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But my kids all kind of enjoy everything around the game.
Yeah.
But, of course, not the game.
Well, and that's the girls are like, Mom, you're really interested in this? I wanted to see the commercials. I wanted to see Madonna. Mm. Okay. And it's a great time for another gathering. That's what it's all about, right?
Well, yeah. Friends and family getting around and getting to eat all that food.
There you go. Well, if anybody is just joining us right now,
they're probably wondering, who's that in the studio?
I know. Yes, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day here with us. And I've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau.
Love Welcome. Being here. It is Motivational Monday.
That's right. I've got David Schneider. You know what? I've had so many texts of, where's David? How come he hasn't been on there? But thank God you've
been
busy.
Yeah, I've been really busy. I'm very, very fortunate to be so busy. And it just has me going
crazy.
A thousand different directions.
But that's awesome. That's what we really choose for, as long as we keep balance in our lives and that we don't, that's one of the things. That's why this weekend was really important to me. And sometimes you kind of forget the people, right? You know, your home base, your family. So I'm so glad that I got to share.
You don't
want
to be busy just for busy's sake. You know, you want to be productive busy. I've seen little kids at the beach, you know, building sandcastles, and the waves come and wash them away, and they'll spend all day long doing that.
This is
fun.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, that's fun. But if you think about your life that way, how many castles in the sand do you build?
Oh, my gosh.
You
know? I want to build it in a secure place where I don't have to do it over and over and over again.
Exactly.
So, well, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, and Matt is on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
You got any goodies to give away?
Have goodies to give away.
I know you've got that bag over
there
with all those cool
things. I got my little Mary Poppins bag, right? there you go. Well, you know what? Stay tuned because I will give something away. Let me figure out which one it is that I want to do. Yeah. But I want to let you know that our show is all about positive talk, positive living, anything that can add value to your life every day in every way. I'm on Monday through Friday from 8 to 9, and then again, it replays from 1 to 2, and that time, you can reach me at 805-419-0008.
Now, that's a different phone number.
That is.
People
so
need
that
to write
I'm
that one
in
down.
I'm not in the studio
right.
So that they can call me or they can get a message to me. Also, you can log into my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and leave me a message there. And also leave me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com.
And like you on and the like Kim Pagano it. Show
that's
on Facebook.
Right. That's,
she is accessible.
Yeah.
And she's very likable.
We just posted that, you know, Dr. Stephen was going to be here and David was going to be here.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about living trust, my responsibility list.
Sure.
And we've got some really great things happening. And by tomorrow, I'll have a confirmation on our first motivational mixer in Westlake.
Nice.
And you will be able to meet all my sponsors. And it's just a perfect place to come out. I've got one of my authors that are going to fly in, and we're going to be talking. It's a great thing. It's going to be at an incredible venue, and so by tomorrow I'll let you know what it is. So please stay tuned. I want you to come out there.
You know, I think radio listeners are often really curious as to what we look like. You know, face behind the voice.
There
but,
you go.
You know, I remember in days gone past, we used to hear, you know, Wolfman Jack or whatever on the
this
radio.
Is so true.
And it was like, I wonder what he looks like. And then you find out, and you're like, oh, well, that's a little bit different than I imagined.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, it's funny because I was out in Ventura just the other day, and I walked into somewhere, and I was asking, you know, who the manager was. And she looked at me like really weird, and I thought, did I say something weird? And she goes, you're Kim Pagano.
Oh, no.
And it was like, oh, my God. You know, you don't think.
That and she recognized your voice.
She recognized my voice. Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, what did I do? You know, like, am I guilty of something? But no, she said, I love your show. I listen to it.
Yeah.
And you know what? If anybody's out there, I want, you know, this is February. This is the love month.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about opening up our love lines. And this is, I am using my radio show so that you can call in and tell somebody that you love what they're doing in your life, that you're glad that they're in your life.
Kind of like a dedication.
Yeah. You know
nice
how you
dedication.
See those in the newspaper?
People, oh, yeah.
You know, happy anniversary or thanks for being in my life.
And you light up my life.
You light up my life. It was so cute. We were all sitting on the couch last night and my husband sent me a text. And my daughter goes, Mom, who sent you a text right in the middle of the game? And it was my husband saying, love you.
Oh,
that's big points right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's the grown-up equivalent of those little candy hearts.
Oh, I like that. There you go. All right. Well, we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking with David Schneider. He is out of Thousand Oaks. He is my attorney, and I highly recommend you to get your responsible list together. I did it, and let me tell you, I was kicking and
kicking and screaming all the way in. But
I have to tell you, he did an amazing, thorough job. And now when we go traveling or when we go, you know, anywhere, you never know what's going to happen. And you want to make sure that you're taken care of, that you know who's going to be able to take care of all your stuff, you know, if God forbid anything happens. Or not only that, just that your life is in order.
Well, you know, that's a huge part of it. And what I talk to people about all the time is these are things that are on their mind. There are things that they worry about. They're trying to be out. You use the example traveling. Let's say you're on your vacation. You're in Hawaii or wherever the heck you are, and you're trying to have a good time, and you're worried. You're worried about the kids, or you're worried about this at home or that at home. And these are just some of the things that can kind of get off of the burner altogether so that now you're focused on what's fun, what's good in your life, or getting onto that next project or that next goal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I came in, I was talking with Dr. Steve for a moment, and we talked about New Year's resolutions. Now, here we are. It's February, 6th, I think it is.
But I think it's actually good that it's February, okay? Yeah. Because sometimes you roll into the new year, and we're like all gung-ho, and then all of a sudden it's like all the dust settles, and now looking at, okay, really? We really need to get this together.
That and the second biggest eating day of the year
is
Super Bowl.
I thought about you all day yesterday. And you know what?
I mean, what sabotage? You know, 3-4 weeks into, you know, the new year, you're running, you're dieting, you're exercising, you're doing well for yourself, and then you've got this amazing day of brownies and chili and chicken wings.
There you go. I know. You know,
all in the same bowl, too.
There you go. You know what? That's what my daughter made. My daughter made one of those chili. I don't know. It was that was spicy. It was great. I love spicy. But you know what? But what we did yesterday, we took a 4-mile hike. And
nice.
It was, I'm a little sore today, but then it gave me permission to eat yesterday.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that's, again, long as you take care of, you know, you need to make sure you're exercising,
right,
then you can eat. You need to play. You need to work.
And don't consider it a deal breaker.
No.
Just because you did something that is off of what you were planning on doing isn't a deal breaker. It's a get back up and keep going.
There you go.
Well, you know, that's exactly correct. And these good intentions or these New Year's resolutions, they're things that continue with you throughout the year. It's not just, hey, come January, you know, 5 through 10, now I'm at the gym and I'm working really hard, and January 15, I'm at the gym a little bit less, and January 30, I'm still there once a week. You know, this is the kind of thing that we talk about when you want to keep those resolutions going throughout the year. And then there's your to-do list. And this is not to ever be confused with your bucket list. Mm-hmm. But these are the things that you just got to get off the dime and get things done. Mm-hmm. Once you have those things done, then you get to focus on the bucket list.
No question. It's kind of like right now is the perfect time to be making your yearly checkups for your doctors. You know,
yeah.
I mean, all those kind of things. I do that. And it's funny because usually I do it in January, but I've been a little busy. But it's still okay. It's still February, you know? And so we just...
Well, no better time than the present, right?
Exactly.
Today's the day. Make New Year's resolutions today. This is your new year starting today.
There you go. And that's what I always say is start your day anytime you can.
Yeah.
And so today is a perfect time to be looking at your responsible list. Have you made those appointments? Have you, you know, do you have the right insurance? You know, all those different things that we need in our lives. And
I was thinking about that the other day because I heard a commercial for health or life insurance on the radio. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, I have life insurance. I wonder if it's enough, because I'm thinking about how long I have to take care of my family. If, you know, if I weren't around, what would my income replacement be? Things like that. I think, geez, I've had the policy that I have right now for almost 10 years. It's like, geez, that's a waste of money.
Well, you know,
but I think about it and say, wait a minute, no, the because when I bought it, I was much younger than I am now.
And of
my rate is so low
that
it bought peace of mind.
And
even today, the monthly payment that I make on my term life insurance, even though I think about it as well, I'll probably never use it and I'll probably never get it back.
Hopefully,
but it has, hopefully, but it is so worth it. I mean, would you pay $50 to not have to worry about something?
Oh, of course. But you know, part of it is also though keeping up on it, and you have these periodic checkups, like the insurance companies like to call them, and you sit. And the key, or I think one of the real goals, is to take advantage of your professionals. And I don't mean take advantage of trying to get the edge on them, but take advantage of what their skills are, what their knowledge base is.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have talked many times about your growing family, and you got a new home last year, and all these new responsibilities that come up. And you should take advantage of what these people have to offer your other professionals in saying, hey, look, this is what my income is. Is this now enough to support my new responsibilities on my responsibility list?
Yeah.
And these are men and women who are professionally trained. They know how to utilize the latest software to go through these things and to figure out, hey, yeah, this is where you're at, or this is how much your dollars can buy. And then they help get you into that responsible level where now this is no longer on your mind, but something better, more fun, more productive is on your mind.
What would you say to a couple that one person is all ready to go? They want to create their living trust. They want to take care of their kids, their grandkids, whatever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that one was ready to go.
No, not that go. Though that does happen.
You're kind of scaring me.
Though that does
happen. You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day here with us. And we're adding value every day in every way. We've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and we've got David Schneider. He is our living trust attorney from Thousand Oaks. And if you have a question right now, call in 805-639-0008.
I'd love to answer them.
We love hearing from
So
the question
one.
Is, you have a couple.
Right.
And one of them is ready to get on the stick and really take care of this responsibility. And the other one is trepidatious.
Well,
they're holding back. They don't want to. They don't want to look at their mortality.
Okay, that was Lou and I.
Yeah,
my husband was like, "Could you make an appointment with David?" And I'm like, "I see him every day." And he goes, "Yeah, I know." So hello, and you know when we went in there, I honestly had no idea of what you were going to ask us or what we were going to have to think about, and it was some serious thinking. It was like, you know, we've got four children. What are we going to do? What if this happens? And I know he was like, oh, my God, she did not think this over. I dive in on everything. I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, and I think that's one successful way now that I'm a little older and I look back on my life, because if I thought about it of things that I would have done, maybe I wouldn't have done it. But when I got done with it, I really thought about it and said, I'm really glad that I went through this and that we, you know. And as I look at it, is there things that I look back even just, you know, from a few months ago? There's nothing really that...
Well, you know, this actually comes up quite a bit, to be perfectly frank, you know, where one spouse is really the more driving force in terms of coming in and sitting down to get these things done. Mm-hmm. There isn't really a magic formula to getting it done. What I talk to people about is just realizing what is their future. Look, there's only a couple certainties in this world, and by getting these things taken care of, we're able to have that security and that peace of mind. But usually when there's one person or one part of the partnership that's has a little bit more trepidation, I just try to address those people in reality terms, also in trying to make certain that this is a relatively easy process. Mm-hmm. You know, as Kim will know, I asked a ton of questions, but half of those questions were really about trying to figure out who the people were in and of themselves so that I can reach to that person and say, look, you know that you need this, and I know you need this, and I know that you're not thrilled about talking about it, so let's find out what things do thrill you or motivate you to get this work done. Because that's really the bottom line, is that you have to have the work done or the work will be done for you. Mm-hmm. And when the work is done for you by somebody else, it's done a lot more expensive, a lot more time-consuming, and many times not really what you want. So we have to address those kinds of issues.
And I think that was the biggest thing, is if we don't make our own decisions, somebody else is going to for us. And I think that's a big lesson in life. A lot of us, you know, kind of stall on different situations. And then afterwards, when we find out how simple it is that we could have taken care of it ourselves and made those decisions for ourselves, we would have done it.
Well, you know, and that's part of it, trying to put the clients at ease, to get them to recognize that this is their plan, and I'm here to help them with their plan, to take their ideas, to get their ideas onto the paper.
Right. And it's just one of those things that, you know, are on our responsible list. So,
you bet.
Well, with that, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. I'm here with David Schneider. Matt is on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're going to take a quick break with our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Nice.
The month of love.
I like it. I like it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day with us here, adding value every day in every way.
And the freeways are clear from what I understand.
Yeah.
I think I know why.
Why? Everybody's still home?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Monday after Super Bowl is one of the number one days for calling in sick. Yeah.
Well, there is a lot of chili.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Did you guys eat chili yesterday?
No. I didn't have any chili because it gives me the heartburn.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a chili dip, one of those things you put the chips in.
Oh,
that
the
was pretty good.
Stuff.
Hey, I was good. I actually did celery and carrots instead of chips. I had a couple chips, but we did chicken and
did you do the hot wings?
And, you know, it's funny. We didn't do the hot wings, and I love hot wings, but no. Well, and that was the only thing missing.
You know, I actually didn't eat that much during Super Bowl. I noshed a little bit and, you know, skimped on lunch a little bit. But when I got home for dinner, I decided to cook my wife and son a special dinner.
So what did you cook?
I cooked, it was over at Trader Joe's, and I saw this, it was like a tortellini but made with prosciutto,
ooh,
which was really nice. And then I also got langostino tails.
Oh.
And so I made a pasta with the langostino tails and the prosciutto tortellini, and it was really nice.
Very creative.
Very. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I think that's one of the things that my wife loves about me is that I'm willing to cook.
We did a vodka penne.
Ooh.
And it's a family trait.
There you go.
And a family recipe. And also some barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was my husband and actually my oldest daughter cooked that. She's got down to a science. So I was like starting to do something. My husband's like, just wait till Brittany gets here. I'm like, really? But, you know, he just loves her touch. So, so that's
good. Food can be a real major bonding ritual. It's not just the eating of it, but the preparing. Because the preparing takes hours. The eating takes minutes. So
this is so true.
I watch my wife in the kitchen with my daughters, and they all are having such a good time.
You guys have stadium seating?
Kind of. You know, I get, you know, behind the glass. You know, they don't really let me into the kitchen too much.
Are you not a cook at all?
No.
A chef?
No. I'm in the way, actually.
Oh, you know, I thought you would have been a chef.
No. I'm good at being in the way.
There you go.
Yeah, and offering my 2 cents that's not relevant to anything that they're talking about. I'm really good at that.
Oh. How was your wife's art?
My wife is such a neat artist. She's just recently finished a photograph exhibit over at the Newbury Park Art Gallery over on Borchard. That's a neat place if ever you get a chance to go. There's always new artists that are in there putting up their work, and it's split between the Thousand Oaks Art Guild and the Westlake Art Guild. And so she recently had her pictures up there, and they had awesome.
I went by there, yeah.
Did you? Yeah. There's some really neat stuff up there. So now her stuff's down, so the next group's coming in, and we're getting ready.
That's really her passion, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, she's getting to a point where she almost always has her camera with her, which is neat because you never know when that one moment is going to come. Now, I know when that moment's going to come when I'm looking because it's never coming.
Yeah. You're not a camera guy either.
No, she has such a great vision that she can see and she can be looking at you or Steven or the wall, and she sees a pattern or she sees something really cool, and she has a vision that I simply don't have. And I look at it and once in a while, you know, not even with her things, other things, someone has to say, no, that's Dave, that's really a cat. You know, I don't know, I can't see it, but she's got this amazing.
You can't visualize
amazing,
that,
no,
right? I have that. I think I would have probably been a photographer.
In another life.
Yeah. I love taking it. It's funny because I like taking really close-up pictures where a lot of people like far away.
Sure.
You know, and I like to see their facial expressions.
The detail.
And, yeah.
Well, you know, some of these artists, you know, that I've seen over the last several months, you know, since my wife has been involved in this, I've come to know some of the local artists. And they have the close-up stuff. They have the far-away stuff. I was looking at one piece that a friend of ours did, Craig, and his shot was of an abalone shell, and he had taken the picture of it and kept going in and in and in and in and expanding out the photo, and just these amazing colors that just jumped to life. And it's, like I said, these people, they have that vision, and it's really a neat deal.
And they want to share it with other people, too.
Sure.
Yeah, well, if other people are drawn to that, you know, mm-hmm. that's what it's all about. So.
Yeah.
All right. So can you give us some tips that we should, if we're going to go in and give you a call, first of all, give out your phone number.
Well, you can reach me at 805-374-8777. And you can also go to my website and get some good information there. It's at DRS. That's my initials, David Robert Schneider,
oh,
DRS.
I thought it was doctor.
Well, I do have a Juris Doctor
yeah,
degree.
You
there
okay.
you go. To be fair, DRS-law.com.
All right. And it's also on my website. And you can just go on to mine, KimPaganoShow.com, and then click on to David. And you can find him there, too.
Well, you know, I tell people when they always ask, what can I bring in? Really, I tell them to bring in their questions. You know, write things down that are on your mind. Don't try to keep everything in your head, because I really do want to address all the questions. And sometimes, and Kim, you know this because when you came in, you ask a question and we start with a story or an explanation or a way to use some examples to answer the question. And it can be sometimes really in depth, and then you kind of forget the next thing that was on your mind to ask. So I really try to get people to write those things down so that we can make sure that we go through their checklist and address those things. And then the second part of that is that by giving me that list, I can kind of see where your mind is going. And there might be things that are on your mind, but you're having a little bit of trouble articulating. And I can go through it and say, oh, hey, maybe you were trying to ask me this, or maybe you didn't think of that.
You know, David, tell everybody what exactly a living trust is, because a lot of people maybe might be thinking, you know, okay, no, I don't have one of those, but what is it actually going to do for me?
Well, really what we first start talking about is something called a complete estate plan. And the estate plan encompasses usually four or five major documents that are designed to give answers or give direction while we're alive, when we pass, if we're alive while we're sane and okay, and what happens if we're alive and we become incapacitated. So through these documents, we're trying to get that idea moving forward of how we would otherwise want to live our life, or how we would otherwise want to raise our family or control or invest our monies and properties. We're trying to have that plan in place at a time when we're no longer there to continue to direct that plan. So the living trust is one document or component that's a part of that complete plan.
And it's not like you have to do it when you're really old.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, the issue becomes whether or not we want to avoid a probate proceeding in court, a very costly probate proceeding, or we want to make sure that our children are cared for, that we've got somebody that's able to step up and raise our kids or help our kids with our money. It also comes up when, not even when they're kids. I talk about that a lot, that when are children mature? You know, is it always a good idea to give a 18-year-old $500,000 in cash? If your life insurance, you know, you gets paid because something tragically happened to you and you don't have a plan in place, when your kid becomes an adult, boom, payday. Generally a bad idea, you know.
Right.
You know, I know that if I have $500,000 cash when I'm 18, 19, 20, I'm off to the Ferrari dealer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I might do that this afternoon.
Oh, there you go. Now, do you take it in, like, your personal opinion? Does that count, or is it more just what you've learned?
Do you mean, like, my personal opinion into your documents?
Correct.
Well, we talk about that sometimes. You know, I'm just another guy, but I have a way of looking at things that's perhaps different from what my clients have thought of or looked at. So I might express some opinions, but ultimately it's a matter of working through your documents. You know, probably that the opinion that I'm most strong about is the one I was just talking about with the kids. A lot of people come in and they say, hey, well, look, no, my kids are really mature. My kid never going to be a problem. So, okay, well, listen, I'm going to be honest at least about myself. And if I had received that money when I was, you know, at those kinds of ages, that mm-hmm. money would all be blown. So,
well, and you can probably share some experiences or stories of other people who have, in fact, done that.
Absolutely.
And I have a friend who when we were young, he received his settlement. He seemed like he was going to be responsible. He rented a house and he got some roommates. But he was young. I think he was 21 even when he got his chunk of money. But he went out and he leased a truck instead of buying a truck. He had to had the brand new shiny one. He wanted to start his own business, so he leased some equipment to start his own business. And within, I think, 6 months, he was completely broke.
You know,
and now he's stuck in leases.
You're right.
That was the tragedy for him, was that he wound up ruining his credit because he had to bust all these leases because he literally had zero money, zero income, and his new startup business was a flop.
Well, you know, that's a really common thread. And part of having that plan is not only to protect the children from themselves, but you can also insert into that plan some trusted advisors. Hmm. So, you know, maybe I want my children to look to their uncle as an example, mm-hmm. or a really close friend. It doesn't have to necessarily be somebody related by blood that I have a lot of confidence in, that I say, look, I know that Dr. Steve, that he's going to watch out for my kids, or that he could be a good sounding board when I can't be there to be my children's sounding board.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really trying to think about how the future moves forward. What would you want for your kids? But it also means addressing that you're not going to be there to help for those questions. So there are a few hurdles that you have to get over, and it's a matter of simply talking them out. Mm-hmm. I consider myself pretty plain spoken. I don't beat around the bush a whole lot.
Good.
You know, I want to talk to the people. I want to be sensitive to what their issues are and the things that are bothering them. But by the same token, help them to move forward and not be paralyzed or handcuffed by these thoughts of, oh, my own mortality.
What can the real-time benefits of a living trust be right now while I'm alive? How does a living trust benefit me now before I go?
Well, most of the benefits that are going to come during your lifetime are going to be realized when and if you have a situation where you become incapacitated.
Okay.
If you're not incapacitated, what your trust is doing besides giving you that peace of mind and knowing that the plan's in place is it's just kind of operating in the background. Lately, I've been using the example or the metaphor of I hate to give a shout-out to this, but Microsoft Windows is an example. You know, we all have a computer at home, and in that computer, nowadays when we fire it up, we don't think about the operating system anymore. We open it up and we go straight to the Internet, or we open the word processing document.
Mm-hmm.
But in that background, Windows is running.
Right.
And none of us are thinking about that anymore. Like, Steve, you and I, when we came up, computers, we had to think about the operating system.
Oh yeah,
in those
I used
days.
To boot up in the MS-DOS.
Exactly. so
the C prompt.
So your living trust, it's operating in the background. It's there, kind of like the life insurance. It's like the insurance policy to be there to work in that event. Mm-hmm. The benefits after that become the utilization of federal estate tax savings, mm-hmm. the avoiding probate, and of course, being responsible for the family.
Does the trust affect any of my investments that I want to keep ongoing? I have this vision that once I put it in the trust, then now it's static.
Yeah.
And that I can't manipulate it.
Absolutely
or
not.
It.
What happens is with
this is the one thing that he was so adamant about is you are the trust.
That's right.
You still have the full, you know, control.
Your assets are your assets. And what would happen, a typical example would be to take your brokerage account, whether regardless of where it's held, whatever company, and I don't have a preference on any of them, you would retitle that account in the name of the trust, and now the trustee is in control of that account. And who is the trustee of your living trust? You.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the one that creates the trust. You're the one that's the trustee in managing the trust, and you're managing it for your benefit. You're the beneficiary while you're alive. So you're able to still control your accounts. You could day trade if you want. You could put in options. Anything that you could do previously, you're still doing. You're just doing it as Stephen trustee as opposed to just Stephen.
Okay.
So absolutely you get to maintain that full, complete control and full use and enjoyment of the property.
Yeah, that was the thing. I mean, to me, I kind of thought of a trust as being something that I had to go create and put it in like a bank account. It's like a vault that I'm putting aside for the future.
No, it's really your property for you during your lifetime. No changes, no restrictions at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making certain, though, that we have a plan that carries it on. Mm-hmm. When you're no longer able to manipulate that account.
And they use the term living will. Do I Does that mean I can change it or grow as my children grow and change?
Well, let me touch very briefly on that term, because that's really not a term that's used here in California anymore. Back in 2000, California had something called a durable power of attorney for health care, and then we had a document called a living will. Now, that was the DNR, the do not resuscitate orders, or what people like to call the pull the plug language.
Oh, okay.
So now, modernly, we have something called an advanced health care directive, and that encompasses both documents together. Mm-hmm. So we don't use living wills anymore, but the term living trust we continue to use, and it means exactly what you just said. It's amendable. It's changeable. So you set down, hey, I want my two kids to split this property equally, and they're to get it all when they're 25. Now your kids are 21, and you're looking, you're saying, they have a little bit more seasoning that's needed here. I want them to all have the property when they're 30. You can change the document.
Okay.
Somebody as a trustee, and you can make a change of that.
You know that movie that was just on, we just watched it with George Clooney.
The Descendants.
The Descendants.
Right.
You know,
excellent
they had
movie.
It all in order.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about you because I know here I'm watching this movie, but, you know, she had it all in order. They had, I remember he went to go talk to his father, you know, her father, right? And she already made her wishes. He knew exactly what the instructions were.
Well, how cool would it have been to be able to consult on that project?
There you go.
Hollywood, call me.
All right. Well, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here with us. We're talking with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We're going to find out what men really want for Valentine's Day.
There's a twist.
Right? There you go.
I even wrote it down.
We're also talking with David Schneider. He is our living trust attorney. And right now, what I'm going to do is take the first five callers. I've got tickets to Soup Plantation in Thousand Oaks.
That place is great.
Yeah, and also I've got a $300 gift certificate to David R. Schneider. And this is towards your living trust fee.
Wow.
So I've got both of those.
So you're going to take the first five callers?
Yeah,
and then
what we'll do is we'll...
kind of do a drawing there on it?
And I'll let you guys pick.
805-639-0008. Pick up your pencil, 805-639-0008.
Yep, start calling right now. We'll be right back.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best process.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend Georgetown.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Strike the pose.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
There's your Madonna fix.
There you go. What did you think about that? Did you watch it?
In the background. I just have never,
did you watch
I've
it?
Never been a Madonna fan, so it was not offensive to me in any way,
no.
But it was... You know, it was just kind of music in the background. I was busy talking and doing other things.
You know, so. I watched it probably a little bit more than I've watched the other things in the past, although I'm not really sure why I did. I was just kind of drawn to it. But the thing that struck me was the stage presentation. I thought that was much more impressive than the actual performance.
Yeah, same here. And I know I had seen her in an interview before that, and she said she was the most scared she's ever been before doing this.
Wow.
And I felt like she was just so monotone. Her voice was monotone. It wasn't, she wasn't, I
she,
think
she
was
didn't
more,
risk it.
She didn't have a lot of energy, I didn't think. I didn't feel the energy.
Well,
like
I mean,
if
she had made even the slightest mistake...
She
you know,
did make
you,
the slightest
you know,
mistake.
You know it was going to just be, you know, hammered on by whoever. I mean,
yeah,
if she had tripped and fallen down the stairs or anything
she
like
did,
that.
She did fall a little bit. Did
she
you
did?
See her on
no,
that back one? Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
oh.
She did. And cause she had those huge, high boots on. Mm. And it's a little hard to walk in those. So.
Well, you know, if you're out there and you have a performance, let's say at Staples Center as an example, what do you got, 20,000 people in there maybe? Yeah, would she have 20 million, 30, 40 million people critiquing her?
I know.
So, you
know,
I guess you can't really blame her.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we actually have our next guest on, and we have Gary Taus. And why we get fat. Gary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
It's a perfect day to be talking about this after the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, especially since I'm a Giants fan.
Okay.
Plenty of emotional eating.
Yeah, we won't say anymore. All right. So tell us a little bit about the scientific knowledge.
Well, basically what I've been arguing over the years, you know, we have this idea that the reason we get fat is because we eat too much and we exercise too little, and it's all about calories. You know, the government likes to tell us to just balance your calories in versus your calories out, and I've been, as an investigative journalist, looking at the science for the past 10 years, and the argument I'm making is that it's nonsense. It's literally nonsense, this whole eating too much, exercising too little idea. And that the reason we get fat, the obesity is a hormonal disorder, just like any other growth defect. And the hormone that's involved is the hormone insulin. And we secrete insulin in response to the carbohydrates that we eat. So it's this idea, old idea, that carbohydrates are literally fattening happens to be true. And the reason we have an obesity epidemic and everyone's getting fatter is because we're all eating these low-fat, high-carb meals and think we're doing ourselves a favor.
You know, it's interesting because when I want to go on, you know, which is every day of my life, right? But I don't really eat. I don't try to eat low-fat. I just try to not have salt. I try to not have, you know, I just try to eat less than instead of eating all these low-fat or, you know, non-fat. That's kind of the way I do it.
But if you think about what you're doing when you're trying to eat less, you know, what you're avoiding, and if you think about it, this happens even when we go on any, like you go on a low-fat diet, you still give up, you know, you stop drinking Coke and Pepsi and you drink Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi, or you give up beer and go to light beer or, God forbid, no beer at all.
Uh-oh.
You give up desserts and you think, oh, I'm giving up all that fat in the dessert, but everything you're giving up is loaded with sugar and these sort of refined carbohydrates. And, again, it's an argument, but I think it's pretty supportable. But the reason the diet works is because you get rid of those sugars. Then you're starving yourself of everything else. That's why you're hungry all the time.
So what would you tell us to do?
Well, this is where it gets complicated, and this is where it gets to sound like quackery. And, you know, when I first started writing about this 10 years ago, it was like, oh, this guy's saying Atkins was right? Boy, that's unacceptable. And unfortunately, what I'm saying is if you actually pay attention to the biology and the physiology and what's going on in your body, Atkins was right, and the healthiest diet is this sort of high-fat diet where you're eating a lot of the things that we've been taught will kill us. You know, bacon, eggs,
Oh, my favorite.
Stuff like that.
Ice cream?
Yeah, men like this idea a lot better than women. Not average. And,
so,
yeah.
I want some bacon-flavored ice cream
right now. Everything goes best with bacon.
There you go.
Yeah,
I don't know. I kind of go towards
the
ice cream. Yeah. So what should we be eating, Gary?
Well, again, it's actually the full message is what you shouldn't be eating. Okay? That I can tell you.
Okay, so what should we not be eating?
Okay, what should you not be eating? Anything with sugar in it, and that includes fruit juices, low-fat yogurts where they take a little bit of fat out and add high-fructose corn syrup. Sugar and high-fructose corn syrup are basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, refined grains. I lived in Paris. It's funny, in the mid-80s, I lived in Paris. They were the best years of my life, I admit it, until my children were born, my present wife. But... No self-respecting French woman would eat bread. They had this whole thing. We see the French girls riding through Paris with the baguette in their baskets, and you think, oh, the French live on bread. But if you didn't want to get heavy, you didn't eat bread. It was that simple. You don't eat pasta. You don't eat potatoes. You don't eat rice. You don't eat, that's it. Beer. You don't drink beer. They don't call it a beer belly because you get it from eating a high-fat diet. You get it from drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of like, if you don't want to be fat, these are the things you don't eat. And the argument that I made, what I'm saying is the causality here is like, if you don't want to get lung cancer, you don't smoke cigarettes. Now, everyone, of all the smokers, only about 10% of them get lung cancer, but that doesn't mean cigarettes isn't the cause of it, because 90% of the people who smoke can do it without ever getting cancer.
Right.
The same thing goes here. If you're overweight or obese, the problem is how your genes respond to the carbohydrates in your diet. And the fact that your brother or your sister or your best friend can eat anything he or she wants and not get fat.
That is interesting how
you can.
Yeah, and you basically, you really have to know your own body. So, well, thank
you. It's a lot about learning your own body and, what works and what doesn't. But fundamentally, you get rid of the carbs and then you don't worry about anything else. I'm saying, you don't have to eat less.
Right. Yeah. You're just saying eat right.
Eat right.
There you go. All right.
And my last book was called Good Calories, Bad Calories, a title that kind of makes my skin cringe. But nonetheless, that's kind of the idea. There are literally foods that are fattening.
Okay.
And there are literally foods that aren't.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate it. Where do we find your book?
Bookstores, it's out in paperback, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to my website, which is www.garytaubs.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right.
Excellent information.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. It is interesting how what something happens to you doesn't...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and with food, you have a lot of... there's other rewards that are going along with food, not just the flavor. It's emotional. There's a lot of emotional things going on there, especially because carbohydrates specifically trigger serotonin release in your brain.
Ah.
So you're basically dosing yourself every time you eat something high carbohydrate. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but when you're using it and to subconsciously deal with your emotions in that way, you're seeking that reward in that way, you're not in control of the outcomes, and that's what you want to be, is always in control of the outcomes. I have no problem sitting down and having a bowl of ice cream, but I have a small bowl, and I don't do it every single day, and I do exercise. So I keep in balance, and that's what we talk about a lot on the Kim Pagano Show, is this balance in your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and that there is no one singular answer. But becoming more awake and more aware of your real life as you move through it pays so many more dividends.
That's right. I just want to say, Dr. Stephen Trudeau, where do they find you if they have somebody?
Wandering the streets. I'll be holding up the sign. Yeah. Now, the best way to get in touch with me is phone 805-794-7270, or to look for me on the Internet. My website is humansguide.com, and I have a great blog that I started at the beginning of this year called The Courage to Thrive.
Mm.
And I really encourage people to take a look at that in their weekly, if not more than weekly, essays. about different topics about the courage to thrive, to really,
you know,
I love that
because I like to talk about that here, is we want to thrive, not just survive.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, if we're just surviving,
You're just getting by.
Yeah.
And getting by sometimes is all you can do. It's all you have the energy for. But if you want to thrive, then you have to take it to a new level. And it's insurance for when you get slammed. See, if you're just surviving and something out of the blue happens to you, health-wise, physical, emotional, whatever, it will knock you back into a victim status.
Ooh.
But if you're thriving and you get slammed, usually you get knocked back to survival mode, which is tolerable and is non-destructive. And that's what we want to look for. So thriving is great in and of itself, but it's also insurance against future insults, and they will be coming.
There you go. You know, I do want to give out these tickets, to the soup plantation. And I've got two of them. And also I have a gift certificate to David R. Schneider. $300
to go in. That is huge value.
It is. It's huge. So,
give us a call, 805-639-0008, and get your name in.
That's right.
Wendy's.
And you will know by the end of our show that you won. So you were going to talk about what men
I know it's
want.
A little bit before Valentine's Day.
But
I know next Monday.
But
we need to get organized, especially the men out there. But when I wanted to, you know, I was thinking, you know, what do men get for their ladies? The jewelry, the candy, the
whatever.
Wait,
are you going to talk about what you're going to get us or
well,
what we're
no,
going to get
exactly.
You?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Is, you know, what am I going to get my wife? And how do I pamper her? And thinking about it, well, I wonder how hard it is for her to decide what to get me. And so I looked online, and you know, different people are suggesting get him his favorite video game or you know whatever. And I was thinking, you know, none of those things really appeal to me. You know what I want?
Tell me.
I want intimacy.
Oh,
I want the love. Not just sexually. No. I want the love of my life to do something just a little extra special that day to show me that she really is connected to me and loves me. That's what I've always wanted my entire life from Valentine's Day. When I didn't have a girlfriend, all I wanted a girl to do was show just the slightest bit of interest in validating me as a human being.
That's so nice.
You know, that's what we really want as men.
Yeah.
We want a good, solid hug, a great kiss, you know, a one note, and all the other things just represent that. The meal or, you know, getting me a certificate to the golf course because, you know, I like to play golf. You know, hint, hint, honey.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Is that, you know what? And I'll tell you this. This is what I came up with. My wife is the only woman ever to have bought me a shirt.
Really?
And isn't that odd that I find that to be incredibly romantic? That she wanted to dress me. She saw a shirt that she thought, wow, my man is going to look good in that. And to me, it was somewhat domestic, but it really felt, I felt more loved and wrapped in that shirt than in any other gift I'd ever gotten for Valentine's Day.
How about you, David?
You know, a lot of the things that Steve's saying, you know, I wasn't really conscious of them, but I started thinking about the things that Pam has done for me over the years. And, you know, once in a while she'll do that. She'll bring an article of clothing home and say, I thought of you when I was looking at this. But, you know, by and large, there's really nothing that I can think of that I want other than just, the nice peck on the cheek kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, things
it's not
right
another
now,
birthday. It's not another Christmas. I don't need presents. I have enough in my life.
Yeah, please
what
don't
I want,
buy
just
anything.
Show me a little extra over any other day, how much you really love me.
Yeah.
How about you, Matt? He's like, oh, God.
No, I have to agree. There's really nothing I want to me. I mean, I get the holiday. I celebrate it. I definitely do. But I don't see it as another birthday or another reason to get something physically. I'm just happy to have that person in my life and you know, celebrate it. Even, you know, go out or just hang out. You being around more than just a friend and be my best friend is all that matters.
Nice. Yeah, exactly.
And you know what I have to say as a woman, what we want is we want the kind of the same
jewelry.
Thing.
Yeah.
No,
she wants the, it's gift time.
Yeah, no.
Go
no.
time.
No, actually, we really want to just spend time with you. You know,
nice.
We want to spend time with you. We want to have that nice, intimate dinner. You know, I mean, in the past, my husband and I have taken out our motor home and, you know, done that kind of thing, you know, where
cool.
we go out on the beach and have a candlelight dinner or something like that. So we are, you know, that's, I think we want the same exact thing. So,
well, fortunately, you know, if you're able to find the right mate, partner, teammate, whatever you want to call it, you know, you try to strive to have more days like that and not just have it limited to February 14th.
You're absolutely right. Why should it only be Valentine's Day?
Shouldn't only be, but let's not let the opportunity pass.
There you go.
So I don't know. I don't think I'll probably be getting 4 or 5 dozen packs of roses to spread around the house. But, you know, even one rose, many women have told me, one really well-placed, meaningful rose can really say the whole thing.
There you go. Now, what if you don't have a partner?
Love yourself.
Big time. That is something that I posted. I just got a text from somebody, and it said, my girlfriend makes me a sandwich, and that makes me smile.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, so those are the things, you know, and also our children, you know, we want to show them on that day because there's so many people that they've made it this big day. And if you don't feel love from somebody.
And it is kind of a manufactured holiday.
It is.
I mean, it's a Hallmark holiday. But you know what? We can take it back and say, you know what? This is a great, we need something every month, right, to celebrate. And February is the month. So let's make February the month of love. And really go out of your way to be creative in showing your love. And what a wonderful way to set patterns for the rest of your relationship or your future relationship. Or, you know, if you're not in a relationship, why not get a flower for somebody that you love? And maybe it's not a red rose. Maybe you go and get somebody some tulips and say, you know what? You're not the love of my life. You're a love in my life. You're one of these amazing friends.
There you go. That's a Hallmark card right there.
You know, my daughter recently, my middle daughter from high school, somebody gave her one of those rubber bracelets, and it says, "You matter."
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. And it was another kid at the school.
Yeah.
She knew in passing, didn't really know her.
But I bet you that was huge impact.
Oh, it's huge. She wore it for like a month. It's on her key ring now. But the point is very much like Stephen just said, you know, giving that one flower to somebody, telling somebody else in your life, not necessarily who you're romantically involved with, that they matter.
Yeah.
That had such a huge impact, and I saw it directly in my daughter, and I think that's an excellent idea, Stephen.
And if we can really reach out to the young people more.
Yeah,
and more,
because of the bullying
and bullying
all that stuff.
And
yeah.
The teasing and everything
they
else going on.
They need to know that they count.
They absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, David, awesome to have you on again.
Oh, thanks. It's always fun to be here.
Give out your phone number so everybody.
Yeah. 805-374-8777. Also, drs-law.com.
All right. Dr. Stephen, give out your phone number.
805-794-7270, and go to my website, humansguide.com.
All right. And for anybody who is just tuning in today, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you were a part of our show. And I know sometimes it's hard to call up and think, you know, that you're going to talk about your living trust, but give David a call. I mean, it's really the start of your future. So
we'll make it easy.
And you show a lot of love to your family when you do that.
There you go. Exactly. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is live as if this is all there is. With that, have a really great day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Talk to you tomorrow.